Good morning, sir. What is your name?
Benjamin Torres.
Okay, Mr. Torres, once again, would you state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
Benjamin Torres, 322-743.
Thank you, sir. Your appointment for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on the notification form itself, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today on the panel. They are to my left, which would be to your right, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side is the Honorable Mr. Michael Jensen. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your lead for your hearing today and chairman of the board. We also have in the room with us today, who you should be able to see now, and that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Torres and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to what you guard as you so far?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated to Mr. Torres, you have one allegation on the warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, let you tell me whether it's true or false, sir. And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2546 West Hollywood Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about June 8, 2018. Without the prior approval of your parole officer, your whereabouts is unknown. The student is restrained from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Torres, I move to find that he violates the terms and conditions of his supervision, was delinquent, as he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. So your community supervision has been violated. Now we are going into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you. Once we get that background information, we will come back, talk to you, and you can tell us whatever you need to tell us at that time, sir. So at this time, the Honorable Mr. Westby will provide us with some background information. Mr. Westby, sir.
On May 29, 2018, Mr. Torres was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 28, 2018 by Tolleson PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 29, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 16, 2018, which reflects 50 Oscana days. This is his first term in DOC. Current conviction, 2017, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2017, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. His CUIR score is 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. He has no prior terms of supervision. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted Serrano and a New Mexican Mafia STG suspect. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Under arrest, 1992, theft, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1995, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, probation. 1997, burglary, California, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk score is G2B2.
Thank you, sir. I'll let you on Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Torres, we are back to you, sir. I'm just going to ask a few questions as it relates to your case supervision summary. We do take note that when you were released, you were to reside at Reborn Assistance, and that's at 2546 West Unwood Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. This is the last known address. Did you remain at that address all while you were out, sir?
Excuse me?
Did Did you remain there at the Reborn all while you were out, sir, while you were out on release?
I was there for a few days.
You were there for a few days. Where else did you live, sir? Where else did you reside aside from Reborn Assistance?
I resigned at 8935 West Indianola Avenue.
And whose residence is that, sir?
That's my sister, my family.
Okay. Did you get approval from your assigned parole officer to allow you to reside there, sir?
No.
Why didn't you, sir?
Because I thought I was going to go with my family. I got my family. I don't see why I should be at a halfway house. I mean, I got a home.
But you signed that you would reside there at that halfway house, didn't you? You agreed that you would reside at Reborn, sir.
Yeah, they didn't give me a choice.
And you also agreed that you would not leave there unless you had the approval of your assigned parole officer, sir. That's just part of you have to remember that when you're on community supervision, you're still at the will and pleasure of the Department of Corrections. Okay, but I won't say anything else about that. Did you find any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes, I was working.
Okay, what kind of work were you doing, sir?
I was working at a shipping place at Papa John's on Buckeye Road, 91st.
Okay, sir. We're always glad to know that you have employment. That's something that's very important. We look at favor when you do that. I do take note that apparently you had a UA and you were supposed to have a UA on June 19, 2018, but you missed that UA. Why did you miss your UA, sir?
Because I left the halfway house.
Oh, so you left the halfway house? Let me ask this, while you were out, did you use any drugs at all, sir?
No.
Okay, sir. And what were you doing when the Tarleton Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was at a motel with a friend.
What were you doing? They just showed up and decided to arrest you? What was going on, sir?
Yeah, I left the halfway house and I figured I had a warrant. So I told my girlfriend to go to the halfway house and see. I knew I was going to get picked up, so I paid the room and gave my ID.
Okay, sir. Okay, Mr. Westby, the Honorable Mr. Westby, want to share something with the board and with you, Honorable Mr. Westby, sir?
Yes, regarding his placement, he stated that he didn't have a choice. I'm reading Crow notes here on February 2018. He had a proposed residence on Indiola Avenue. The sponsor wasn't home. This is P.O. Williams Hancock. And they left a business card. And 6 days later, on February 14th, they called. There was no response. They called back, and they said that they thought he could live with them. Let's see who this is here. Arceli Villa. But she and her mother have talked, and they want to have him released to some kind of program. And stated that they think it would be better for him to go to a halfway house, and then if he does well, then he would reconsider. So at that time, he did not want to reside at his home. So that's why he was not previously approved to reside at a residence and why he was in the halfway house.
So
he had a second placement. There was a second placement in his halfway house.
Sure. Well, if I heard you correct, then please correct me if I misinterpreted what you said. Now, this was his family who suggested that he would go to a halfway house. Am I correct? So the people there at that address, sir?
Yes, that's correct. It said on there, the sponsor stated that she initially agreed to let him live there, but she and her mother have talked about this, and they think it would be better for him to be released to a program, and after he does well, they will reconsider. At this time, you do not want him living in their home. That's their recommended home.
Thanks so much for clarifying that, sir. Okay, at this time, I'm going to see if I would be able to have some questions for Mr. Torres.
Thank you.
I know if there are any questions from other board members at this time. So we are coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. Therefore, I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Sir, everything that is God is true.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. It may sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. Three of us are just talking among ourselves, and this will be the first time that we will have had an opportunity to discuss your case of just the three of us, because we do everything in public. We don't do anything behind closed doors. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Torres, for whatever reason, he felt that he should not be at a halfway house, and he wanted to stay with his relatives, but apparently, according to information that's now been provided to the board, they wanted him to remain at a halfway house, and then once he completed that, they were willing to accept him, and he did not complete the halfway house, and as a result of that, he ended up absconding for some 50 days. And which is very unfortunate, because this parole officer did not know where he was, what he was doing. He could have been doing something very positive, or on the other side, maybe not so positive. But while he was away, no one, his parole officer, had no idea where he was going, what was going on. Therefore, he was, he just suspended for those 50 days. With that being said, I am not in favor at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members who might think otherwise.
I agree.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-1846, as well as the fact that he left Reborn without the proper proof of his assigned parole officer. And he is suspended for some 50 days. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. So community supervision has been revoked. However, as you probably know better than I do, you will be released on November the 16th of this year. At that time, you will not, unless there's something that we don't know about, you will not have to report to a parole officer. You will be out there on your own, and we hope that you'll put a plan together, release plans, and when you get out, you'll be ready to be a productive citizen, and that we will never see you in arms again. So this is your hearing, and thank you so much for your participation. And if you would be kind enough to put the CO3 back on the phone, we would certainly appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.